The Maulid is celebrated each year in November to mark the birthday of the founder of the Tijaniya sect, Sheikh Alhaji Ahmed Tijani. Around this time, thousands of the faithful descend on Prang for the celebration. This year was no different, as the town was virtually choked with people. Some did brisk business from makeshift shops that inundated the center of Prang along the Atebubu-Yeji Highway. The town park, the venue for the celebration, was also filled up with the faithful. Among them was the worldwide leader of the Tijaniyas and great-grandson of the founder of Tijaniya, Khalifa Sayyadi Akbar. Also present was the Tijaniya leader in Ghana, Sheikh Shehu Abdullahi Mekeno Abdul Fahd. The event was dominated by Quranic recitations, singing and drumming. Addressing the faithful, the Vice President Alhaji Dr. Mahmoud Baumia, who spoke Hausa and Dagbani, said the government is on course to fulfill all its promises made during the last general elections. He added that after the commencement of free SHS and restoration of NERS trainee allowance, the next promise to be fulfilled is the reintroduction of the teacher trainee allowance, while the Zungo Development Fund could be up and running within 2 weeks. The Vice President also recalled the historic breaking of the Ramadan fast at the Flagstaff House, describing it as unprecedented. In a welcome address earlier, the Communications Director of the Tijaniya Muslim Council, Baba Musa, who deputized for the national leader, appealed to the government to give more recognition to the Tijaniya Muslim Council and give it representation on the Hajj Board and other institutions. He also urged government to do its best to create jobs for the teeming unemployed youth in the Prang area and Ghana as a whole. In a speech read for him, the Manhini of Prang, Nana Kwejo Nyaku, urged government to consider Prang as the capital of a future-proof West District. For Radio Ghana, John Samatha, report.